yem ne siyaya Thikum kuin ensep hajtë ka si jem ne si jem ne siyaya Entes ja huja të liftin ku mas kuj mas teoh
I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful. I just needed to contribute that.
Thank you. You ever realize that a lot of those intros, like especially like the Jake and Drake and Josh one, were like really butt rocky?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Drake Bell in the chorus of the Drake and Josh theme song sounds like that one video of Puddle of Mud, where he's like, it's gonna take some time to realize. It's like that Puddle of Mud video where he's like, I need an easy.
Just pushing way too hard.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot about that video. I love that video.
I can't watch the whole thing.
Mud Nirvana.
Yeah. So I do feel like our show is iCarly mixed with Beavis and Butthead. But
yes.
Gayer. Which begs the question, who are we in the iCarly verse?
You're definitely Spencer.
I'm definitely Spencer. Or Socko. I was just going to let you know that I'm reading the iCarly wiki right now about Socko, who is... like, he's never even in the show, but he's the best character.
Who is Socko again?
Spencer's best friend who makes socks.
Ah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He is...
Okay, yeah,
yeah, he is a sock salesman.
The funny thing is that, like, iCarly was my time. Like, I had full ability to watch it, but I only ever experienced it through YouTube poop.
That's how it should be, really.
Like, there was this one YouTube poop that me and my friends watched over and over and over again, and I still quote it to this day, subtly, quietly, seeing if anyone knows what I'm saying.
Can you quote it to me? I might recognize it.
Here's a fuzzy fork.
I don't remember that.
That just sounds like normal iCarly dialogue, really.
It really does.
It sounds like something they would have printed on the t-shirts.
Pork hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That definitely sounds like something they would have printed on the t-shirts.
Oh, 100%.
I just got, like, this really vivid memory of, like, going to La Senza Girl and, like... and, like, remember when they had the Zoe 101 tie-in merch? It was like right before Jamie Lynn got pregnant, and they had like the Zoe 101 tie-in merch, and they were like, you know, trying to be like California sporty breezy, easy breezy beautiful cover girl.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I was pretending I was like so like luxurious, wearing like trying on the Zoe 101 shirts. And I was like, one day when I'm really old in high school, I'm gonna have like one of those scooters like Zoe has, and I'm gonna. Scoot around campus on my scooter. And now I actually am like that, so it's fine.
Huh. Did you guys see, okay, this is like, I should have sent it to you guys, but it was basically like somebody replying to a Trump tweet, and the Trump tweet was like, we want justice, or something like that. And somebody replied, it was like, me going to the mall at 13.
Remember when it was limited too? Do you remember Limited 2? And you could only go to it in like Bellingham, and they were the only place that sold Neopets merch.
Oh my god.
The injustice of the century that they didn't sell the Limited 2 Neopets merch in Canada. They don't know, the kids these days don't know how good they have it. They have Hot Topic like accessible by transit.
Growing up, everyone.
We didn't have that luxury. No, we didn't even have one.
Yeah, growing up,
we don't eat that luxury.
Yeah.
That's what you go to Bellingham for.
You were like king of school, king/queen/monarch of school for going to a Hot Topic in the States over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remembered the quote that me and my friends would always quote at each other from the YouTube poop. They like spliced Spencer's voice together so it's made him go like, come on, mama.
That also just sounds like normal iCarly dialogue.
There's lots of not safe for work things I would never repeat in that YouTube poop, so I'm just choosing the ones that are like pretty tame.
The friendly ones.
The friendly ones.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Annie?
Speaking of childhood experiences, I know this is, sounds like really dumb of me, but I went and bought a pair of earrings that somebody made, and they're just like the icons of the love puppy from Webkinz.
Oh. Like the digital
icon. I love the Valentine's.
The Valentine's bullfrog?
Yeah, I was gonna say the Valentine's frog. Like, holy.
Oh.
If I find one of those, if I find one of those when I'm thrifting, I'm gonna give it to one of you as like a queer platonic gesture.
I'm gonna log into Webkinz right now and see if I still have my love puppy, and I really want to know what it's named.
Wait.
I love the Valentine's frog.
Webkinz classic versus Webkinz next. Okay, I'm on Webkinz classic.
Yeah, Webkinz next is like the gross CGI one.
Oh, because they, you need to download the desktop app now because they got rid of Flash, so I can't play. Webkinz without installing it.
I want to download Neopets on Steam, if that's how we get Hannah and the Pirate Caves back.
Oh my god. I didn't remember
that. Remember how you could make your own, levels like in Doom?
Yes.
Use your name.
On Hannah and the Pirate Caves.
Oh my god, I briefly remember that. Like, I didn't play a lot of the Neopets, like, video games, but, like, I do remember that briefly. Because we'd just make boxes and be like, this is a level. It's a box.
I'm a programmer. I'm a game dev. I remember there was...
They've changed the UI. I don't know how to find my webcams. I'm currently on a pig named Snuggle Bunny right now.
Excellent. Love that.
I want to know my pets.
How many webkins do you have, Annie?
Oh, I had like a ton of webkins.
Like, I want numbers.
I'll tell you, I had 2 accounts because at the time I couldn't have more webkins. I'm really trying desperately to find where the webkins list is.
Welcome music is good. We have a lot to get through today.
Yeah, we got content.
We got content.
The reason we were talking about iCarly is because we found out that Randy Jackson has been a member of Journey a couple times. We went on a retrospective of Randy Jackson's career, the highlight of which is the episode of iCarly where their mean teacher has a shrine in her closet to Randy Jackson. So this episode's about Journey, the band.
Yes, it's about specifically the album Departure. The album's called Departure.
Yeah.
And that one.
Oopsies. Sorry, everybody. I was trying to post my webkins on Instagram. Cut that out. I found my love puppy is named Puppo.
Puppo.
My account was opened on October 28th, 2006.
Excellent.
I have at least 3 webkins named Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've talked about this a few times on this show. Glee.
Yeah.
And I think Journey would have faded into obscurity had it not been for Glee.
That's what I want to believe.
I want to believe that as well.
I'm downloading Webkinz Classic right now on the external hard drive.
Do you remember your password?
No. I'll figure it out.
I am currently playing with my white poodle and her name is Jules and she's wearing a candy corn outfit. She lives in a spooky room.
Concept, and hear me out. Webkinz Euphoria.
Oh my god.
Webkinz Euphoria.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put her in the cauldron bathroom.
Because her name is Jules.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I can wash her. I forgot about this.
Webkinz has officially stolen this episode.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Webkinz is like huge nostalgia for me.
Like, you know how people make like those like Calico Critters soap operas on TikTok?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I wanna do that, but just like shot for shot episodes of Euphoria, but with Webkinz.
That'd be really good.
I just bring out my little, like, you know, my haggard looking gray and white cat. He's like, you think that was fun, Drew? You think that was fun?
What was that? Okay, was that, remember that tweet, or it was like an Instagram post about the person who was like putting milk in their webkins?
I was going to talk about the webkins milk cat. When I've had a bad day, I tell people I feel like the Webkinz milk cat, and you can whip me against the wall and hear a loud thud.
Oh my god.
Can I read that to the pod?
Please.
Webkinz milk cat.
Please.
So it's a picture of a little orange and white Webkinz cat with its eyebrows looking a little sad, which makes sense because of its eventual fate. The tweet reads, I used to have this Webkinz that I used to pour milk on and suck the milk back out of it. And it was sopping wet all the time. Crying emoji. I used to slam it against walls and it would make a loud thud. My brother saw me suck milk out of it once and I got sad when he made fun of me, so I didn't pour milk on it for a week. And then it got rock hard and smelly and my mom had to throw it away. It was so f***ing heavy, I brought it to school one time. And my backpack was soaked. And I made my friends hold him, and they were upset. It sucked the milk out of him. He's so sopping wet.
It just makes me think of that one like image of the cat that's like really upset looking, and there's an arrow pointing at it, and it's like full of milk.
Yeah, it's... This Webkinz cat looks like that really badly photoshopped cat where the eyes are crying and it's got like a little pink nose and the person's like flipping them off.
Oh no.
That's what this Webkinz cat looks like.
Okay, so Departure by Journey.
That's enough Webkinz.
Departure by Journey via Webkinz.
Yeah, departure from the task at hand.
So, Departure is the sixth studio album of Journey, which I had no idea they had that many records. Honestly, up until I had the idea for this podcast episode, I was a little anti-Journey, because Glee made everyone in high school just be insufferable playing Don't Stop Believing. It was, like, written off, just totally gone. But yeah, sixth studio album... is their first one that actually charted and made it to the billboards. I'm going to come right out the gate swinging. The first song's the only good song on this. They say that the album's named... This made me mad. They're saying that the album is named Departure because they picked a wide range of songs to play on this record, but they all sound the goddamn same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a critic at the time, putting huge quotes over this, called it one of the most experimental records. This was 1980, by the way.
Yeah. They're like, oh, buddy, you're getting really crazy up in here.
You're playing a synth on that song. Whoa. Ooh. Whoa. But yeah, it's was their first one to go on the charts. They formed, I'm a little scatterbrained right now, but we're going into the history now. Journey are all industry guys. They weren't people in their basement. They weren't like, you know, they were
industry
all...
industry fellas.
They were all industry boys. They're basically a super group made out of members of Santana, the Steve Miller Band, and Frumious Bundersnatch, which I've never heard of.
I have actually heard of that.
What is Frumious Bundersnatch?
It's the guy from Sherlock.
No, seriously, somebody tell me what Frumious Bandersnatch is, because I have never heard of them.
It's whatsoever. A line from a Lewis Carroll thing, a Lewis Carroll poem. the Frumious Bandersnatch.
That's...
What does Frumious mean?
It's this guy's name now.
But yeah, they were originally put together by the label to be a backup band for some Bay Area artists. Then they were
very angry.
Angry.
And they originally called the Golden Gate Rhythm Section. Again, they were supposed to be a backup band for bands coming through the Bay Area. like a label fronted bunch of professionals who backed up artists who needed a backup band. And then they performed in Hawaii, and they're like, actually, we can just be a band.
Of course, that's where they come.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Hawaii. Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, Journey is the kind of music that, like, if you put on at a party, every white person in the room will lose their
Yeah.
It's for, like, specifically white people from Hawaii.
Yeah. Slash.
No, actually, I will lose my over some Journey songs. I will.
Which ones, Annie?
Don't stop.
Annie, you're fired.
It's a horrible song, but it's fun to sing.
No, I think it kind of has the same thing as, like, when you put Africa by Toto on. Like, I think they're, like, the...
Africa by Toto is also objectively a bad song, but I still want to sing it.
Everyone feels that way. We all collectively agree that these are bad songs, but we all still sing them.
Yeah, exactly.
The last bit of history I have for Journey here skips the whole, like, most of their career all the way to 2009, where, because of Glee, Don't Stop Believing became the number one selling song on iTunes of all time.
What the one of the songs on iTunes of all time.
Yeah.
It's definitely a song on iTunes.
It was.
It's definitely one of the songs of
all time. It definitely was a song. And it existed in time. But, like, I seriously remember the end of high school being in, like, music class. And specifically guitar and choir. And every second person doing their, like, solo performance did Don't Stop Believing. And then in theater class, everyone had to do a lip sync to Don't Stop Believing. I think I'm having a moment of, like, pure actual hatred.
My soul left my body.
See, that's justified, because I wasn't really in music class and I was not in theater class. So I think I evaded.
Count your lucky stars, Annie.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I think I only ever had, like, one theater kid friend. And I'm still friends with her.
Well,
hi, Kaya. Shout out to you.
I'm also here. I was a theater kid. That's fine. It's fine. And then I think to make matters worse, my band teacher put episodes of Glee on the days where, like, you know, they wanted to do a movie class.
No.
Why?
And then it always seemed to be the Journey episode. Either that or they did Journey multiple times in that show.
I would like to ask why they advertised Glee so aggressively at Claire's, like, to the high school musical crowd. Because, like all the other kids were watching it, and then, like, the first episode, they got the balloon between their crotches for the celibacy club. And I was like, Mom. I was like, Mom, come take me home. I'm in my living room, but I need you to come pick me up.
Mom, they're rubbing balloons on themselves. Please come get me.
Yeah.
I've never watched Glee, so every time I hear something about it, or, like, it's not one of the things that I was forced to watch in band class.
It's the first episode. They put the balloons in their crotches.
That's weird. That's weird. I don't like that.
The balloon is Jesus or something. I don't know.
Haven't they ever heard of Lunars?
I don't know.
Anytime Journey comes up, I can only think of Glee. Because that's the only part of my life where Journey came up as something people would just keep talking about constantly.
See, growing up, I used to listen to Boomer Radio with my parents. Like, they'd drive me to school and they'd turn on, like, throwback radio. Which, at the time, because this is, like, 20 years ago, I think it's really funny because throwback radio would have only been, like, oh, yeah, that was, like, 15 years ago. Now it's, like, 35 years ago, so... That's how I knew Journey, was because of Boomer Radio. So I don't think I ever heard Journey outside of Boomer Radio.
It's where it should have stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I think my first exposure to Journey, not consciously knowing it was Journey, was watching a Simpsons episode where Mr. Burns' son shows up. And is voiced by Harvey Dangerfield. and at the very end of the episode, makes some Harvey Dangerfield joke and says, "Let's dance," and then it ends if any way you want it, and they're just dancing on cars, and it made no sense, and it just like stuck in my brain as a thing. And I think I picked this album specifically because at the time I got the idea for this.
Do you mean, who is Harvey Dangerfield? Do you mean Rodney Dangerfield?
You're absolutely correct. I'm mixing them and the band. I'm mixing them and the band who did Flagpole Sitta. I'm keeping that in just to for accountability. But yeah, that's basically... Listen, I did a lot of research, and I gotta say that this band is boring. Like they.
Can I read out the list of members?
Please list out the members of Journey, because there are too many of them.
There's a Wikipedia article of like all of them.
It's like a timeline of members.
There's so many.
Why was Steve Perry in Journey?
He was the guy.
Was he the Journey guy?
He was the guy.
Oh, he was the Journey guy. Okay, I'm lost.
I just read a YouTube comment that I really enjoy, and I would like it. I would like to share it with you.
Please.
Okay, go ahead. It says, "Why the f*** does Matthew Morrison have the same vibes as the Cat in the Life movie, the live action movie of the Cat in the Hat?" They're right.
Right. Current members: Neil Sean, Jonathan Cain, Randy Jackson, Dean Castronova, but Dean is spelled D-E-E-N.
That's a new
Cornel
one.
Cornel Pineda, Jason Derlotka, Narada Michael Walden, former Greg Rowley, George Tickner. Oh my god, he's got a great mustache. Charles Prairie Prince, Ross Valerie, Ainsley Dunbar, Robert Fleischman, Steve Ferry, Steve Smith, Steve Aguirre, Jeff Scott Soto. Backup: Bob Glob. Bob Glob? That's a fire name. Larry London. His real name is Ralph Gallant. Atma Anur, Mike Baird, Omar Hakim, Travis Thibodeau, Marco Mendoza, and Todd Jensen.
Mendoza!
Todd Jensen does not have a picture and not much of an article on Wikipedia. However, he has played for Alice Cooper and David Lee Roth and Ozzy Osbourne.
You know what? You got to respect someone who appreciates their privacy.
Yeah, exactly. This also gives me an excuse to read out the members of Broken Social Scene.
Yeah. Journey and Broken Social Scene are two bands that exist.
So, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Ohad Benchtrit, Torquil Campbell, Brendan Canning, Jason Collett, Evan Cranley, John Crossingham, Kevin Drew, Ariel Engel, Leslie Feist, who is in fact that Feist.
Regular Feist.
Sam Goldberg Jr., Joanne Goldsmith, Emily Haynes. I think that's also Emily Haynes.
Yeah, it's regular Emily Haynes, because she's saying like Scott Pilgrim song that's sad.
Yeah.
You know.
Martin Davis Knack, Lisa Lobsinger, Adam Marvey, John McIntyre, Amy Milan, David Neufeld, Andrew Neville, Julie Penner, Elizabeth Powell, Bill Priddle, James Shaw, Charles Spearin, Jason Tate, and Andrew Whiteman. Speaking of Whiteman, I don't think there's a single person of color in this band.
That was a good segue. So, like, I tried really hard to like this album all the way through. I tried really hard because I was, like, really into Any Way You Want It when I, like...
Any way you want, that's the way you want.
Listen, that song is... I'm going to give you the theory about why this song is so much better than everything else Journey has done as far as I'm considered. Here, it's hot take. Yes. Here is my hot take. And I don't even think it's a hot one. The only good Journey song is Any Way You Want It. And it's only good because the song was inspired by the band hanging out with Thin Lizzy on tour. So they were listening to Thin Lizzy and they wrote an emulation of a Thin Lizzy song.
I don't think it sounds like a Thin Lizzy song.
The guitar work kind of sounds like Thin Lizzy, though, a little bit.
A little bit. To be fair, I've been listening to the prog Thin Lizzy recently, so.
Oh, fair.
Don't come for me. I don't like prog, but prog Thin Lizzy is good.
Some prog is fine.
Yes, some prog is fine.
If my dad hears this, I'm going to get in so much trouble. Like, I'm going to get grounded.
Toots, can you tell us some of your dad's facts?
Some guys from Journey are some guys from Santana.
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard to remember this. I'm sorry, Dad. one of the guys is from Vancouver. Like one of the frontmen who was not Steve Perry.
Hmm.
Working on it.
Gotta pull up my list of my Wikipedia article of Journey band members so I can be like, who?
Robert Fleischman. Fleischman?
Flakeman?
Fleshman.
The Fleshman.
The Fleshman. Is apparently... Wait, is he? No, wait. It doesn't say he's a Vancouver guy, but there's a Vancouver guy.
One of them is from Vancouver.
Thought it was supposed to be that guy. I'm sorry, Dad.
We're watching you, Fleshman.
Papa. Did you like my sad voice crack there?
That was good.
That was really tragic.
But I guess, like, what are your two's opinions after I made you listen to this Journey record?
It's fine.
Like,
it's fine. Yeah, it's like, it's a dad rock record.
Yeah, maybe I'm just like more upset about it because I got really excited about Any Way You Want It, and like, it
any
didn't
way you want it.
Want it?
Say Any Way You Want It.
Any Way You Want It.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But like, I don't know. I had the opening song is so good, and then it just, I feel like it just dive bombs after that in quality.
What the hell? Journey was on the Tron soundtrack.
What?
Journey's trans. Journey's trans.
Actually, I was watching the video for Any Way You Want It, and the lead singer is looking a little femme in there.
Yeah.
A little bit of femboy energy in the music video. Although that's the most uncomfortable music video I've ever watched, because it does this slow zoom in on their face of them just playing their instrument normally.
I haven't seen it. I got it. Oh yeah, that's definitely feminine.
Right?
I posted
that looks like Emmy Lou Harris.
I posted in the Crazy Frog Discord server and I said, has anybody heard this? And it was the Thong Song from Glee.
Thank you, Tuesday.
Also, It doesn't show a preview, so I think that's nice.
Thank you for still being in the Crazy Frog Discord after I, like, abandoned it. I was like, this is too much.
I'm in too many Discord servers. I'm in the Discord server of a former online celebrity I will not name. It's full of scene kids. It's full of scene kids from TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
That looks like Emmy Lou Harris had a child with Brian Ferry. Oh man, we're gonna get to Roxy Music at some point too, and that's gonna be my fault.
Well, we gotta. Basically.
Yeah, this is an uncomfortable video.
Thank you. So basically, I picked this out of excitement because I was going through a phase where I really wanted to listen to Any Way You Want It because I saw it in a Simpsons episode while I was rewatching it. And here we are.
We did it.
We did it.
We got here, gang.
We got here. I was so disappointed by the rest of this album. You have no idea. My disappointment is immeasurable. Like,
I sat through it okay. I think it was fine.
Maybe I just expected better. Maybe I was like, No, you know what? I'm going to turn around. Journey is going to be one of my bands. I'm going to like Journey. Kind of like how I like went into Kiss Timber thinking that I hated Kiss and I came out of it being like, I am a Kiss enjoyer.
No. Kiss enjoyer.
But now it's like, no, I just can't. The rest of this is not good. But you know what? I'm officially saying that
it makes me nervous.
Any way you want it?
I just get like a sense of anxiety when it starts. Cause I'm like, the song just started and I know that it's gonna keep going. I don't know. It makes me feel like I've walked into Costco.
It's like the no frills feeling.
Yeah, just pure anxiety. We should review the No Frills album. Did you know No Frills made an album?
Ree and I were literally just talking about the No Frills album like the other day.
I haven't heard it in the store lately. I feel like it wasn't received well.
I don't think it was, and I think it was like a very timed advertisement push.
Yeah. I just remember that, like, for a moment at one No Frills shop, I was having a panic attack, and it was made better by that guy chanting bananas, bananas, bananas. It made it funnier. It's like sometimes when I'm having a panic attack, I put on Party Rock Anthem because then I feel too stupid to like think about whatever it is I'm freaking out about.
That's a pretty solid piece of advice, honestly. It's just
I feel like it works.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, I'll listen to Party Rock Anthem on Spotify, and at least twice people have screenshotted me listening to Party Rock Anthem and sent it to me.
That's cop behavior. I only listen
to stupid things on Spotify so that no one needs to do that.
That's cop behavior.
I give them all the content, and that way the market is oversaturated, and they don't need to take screenshots, because I'm always listening to some stupid shit on Spotify.
My Spotify is ruined from this podcast. I feel like I've talked about this before, but like my daily playlists are unlistenable.
Devlin, mm-hmm. Are you sorry for party rocking?
No, I'm party rocking every day.
It's every day I'm shuffling.
You know what? Whatever.
If you ask me if I'm sorry if you're party rocking, I go, yeah. That's how the song goes.
Remember how, like, for a brief second at the end of the 2000s, pop music just got, like, absolutely, like, I don't want to say gross, but, like, they got, like, dirty. It was, like, everyone was, like,
yeah.
Messy.
It was really horny.
Yeah, they were, like,
super horny era for music.
I just want to know, like, what it was like being an LMFAO, because, like, that's some dude and his uncle, and they were just, like... Have you heard of my penis? With your uncle. Don't.
Remember 303?
Yes, I do.
I was listening to Starstruck the other day. Because I'm always listening to some stupid shit on Spotify.
Okay, so since we're like starting to drift away from Journey, do we want to go over these covers?
Yeah,
let's review the only good album released in 2022.
Yes.
Our album.
So, yet again, like with the Digimon episode, we asked our little community to send us covers, except this time we narrowed it down to one song because I didn't want people
We gave them the ultimate creative freedom.
Yes.
Because we told them that they could cover it in any format that they so desired.
Yes, any way they wanted.
Yeah.
Cover any way you want it, any way you want it.
Yeah.
And I want to say something. I want to apologize because at one point I got four covers that were not Journey and not Any Way You Want It. And to those of you out there listening who did that, I'm very sorry that the bit of doing it a cover any way you want it of Any Way You Want It was really confusing. I'm sorry that I wasted your time. I listened to those covers you sent and they're very good, and we'll maybe talk to you later and sort that out. Sorry, my bad. But we got five and they're all very, very good, so we're just gonna go through a little bit of them. because, you know, radio rules means we can only listen to like maybe 30 seconds of it. And then, you know, also time. Are y'all watching my screen share and ready?
I am.
I'm ready.
All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
First up is All By HMSF, our old host, Matt. Who, and from
Mesa. Also participated in the Digimon.
Yeah. And this has a preface, as this idea was born in a conversation I was having with Matt via Instagram, like, months ago, when I first got this idea. This was, like, influenced by, this is any way you want it, influenced by Closer by Nine Inch Nails. You know, the song that invented sex in 1994?
Any way you want it, and then in brackets, sexual.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Matt nailed this already.
This is like fire. This is big fire.
Oh, he got the wet synths, like the goopy synths.
He does sound that, like, that's a decent Trent Reznor impression.
It's pretty good. God, this is so good. This is party rocking.
This is fantastic.
All right, that was incredible.
That caused a downward spiral for me, because top that.
Thank you, Matt. That's so good.
Hey, remember when they did a Beavis and on Beavis and Butthead, when they did a Nine Inch Nails video, where, you know, they were in a horny club, and then they were like, are they in, like, a zoo for cool people?
Oh, man. All right. Are you ready?
That was cool.
That was cool. This rules. All right. This is Lanyard. I love.
This sounds like when I put my earphones through the wash. Complimentary.
Oh, those harmonies. I love this. That rules. I love, like, lo-fi Neutral Milk Hotel rock. You know what I mean? Please don't be offended by me saying that.
Journey by way of Neutral
Webkinz Milk Hotel. Webkinz Milk Hotel.
But you know what I mean, right? Like, that, like, lo-fi kind of, like, blown out sound. I've always had
like when you put your earbuds through the washing machine.
But, like, in a good way.
Yeah, complimentary.
Those harmonies in the pre-chorus, like, I love, like, a low and a very high voice doing that, the harmony. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's how you get that good.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next one is from Wake Me Up. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. Wow.
This sounds like something from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. It sounds like I would have, like, this would have been my jam in 2012 on the peak.
These synths. That's incredible.
That is really fantastic.
Like, I listen to stuff like this,
and the elephant chord.
I like feel so like flustered anytime people send us stuff like this, because like,
I know it's so sweet.
It's so sweet, and like it's like all our friends are so talented.
I love our friends.
Yeah, you've heard it here. If you listen to the show, you are my friend.
You are my friend.
In like a reasonable way, of course. God, these are all so good so far. The
I'm
next
making
one
a self-portrait right now. It's gonna be really good.
The next one comes from Jill Blutt. This is so good. Yeah, wow. So this is incredible. Oh, those drums.
Do we know this person?
I don't.
I don't. Wow, our first not knowing?
I know, right?
It's pretty good.
Welcome to the squad. You're our friend now.
Yeah, thank you. Wow.
Yeah, that means a lot.
That was
good
just
job,
vibes. All right, and our last one is from Pod alumni Kelpie.
If you don't remember Kelpie was from the Psychobilly episode that we did.
The one where I bullied everyone about liking Psychobilly.
Yeah, you're mean to us.
I would do, like a, what is it, interpretive dance to this?
Lyrical dance.
Lyrical, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
With like scarves.
The scarves, yeah, I was literally about to say.
Mm-hmm. This is like very like one of those like YouTube videos that you put on in the background for vibes. Oh, the little bells.
I love a bell.
Okay, so I cheated here and I'm going to use the rest of the time because Kelpie actually did something. Remember how I was complaining about Don't Stop Believing?
Yeah.
If you go later in the song.
Oh, you got glee rolled.
Yeah, they just she mixed it into one song, and it works perfectly. Rolled. But I'm also just like,
so you were like listening through this, you're like, oh fuck, I just got glee rolled.
Yeah, literally, it's just like, Oh, no, she didn't. Come on. It's not even the same album.
You got pranked.
Like, I was actually, like, shocked that Don't Stop Believin' wasn't on this record. I was actually convinced that it was.
What album was Don't Stop Believin' on?
It's the next one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the next one was, like, their big, like, mainstream, fully, like, their full mainstream record that, like, broke onto the, like, number one on the charts.
Yeah.
This one was, like, the one where they just kind of scratched the mainstream surface. So
imagine a world where nobody knew Journey. Like, it's, like, 1980, and, like, Journey are just, like, you know, kind of, like, just pushing the surface, and you're like, oh, my God, look at this new band. Their front man looks like Brian Ferry had a child with Emmylou Harris. Wow, this is really interesting. to us nowadays, it's like a Journey again.
When you said that, in my mind, you're like, imagine a world where nobody knows Journey, and I pictured that, like, meme where people are like, a world without blank, and it's like that futuristic Jetsons world. But, like, seriously, thank you everyone so much for sending in these covers. We would have played the entirety of them, but for time's sake, we can't, and also for legality of music on the radio, we can't, because, you know, you have to fill out sheets and stuff to get permission for that. But thank you very much. We are going to release these as a whole, like, the whole songs on Bandcamp in the next few days. All the money is going to go to flood relief back in BC. Thank you very, very much. Just the amount of talent in our friends and new friends is...
Yeah, if our listeners outside of BC are unaware, we had a massive, massive flood in the interior. Not super interior, it's about an hour outside of Vancouver. And it just, like, you know, it was kind of in a farmland area, so... You know, like, hundreds and hundreds of people were displaced, and people, like, farmers lost their entirety of their, like, livestock. So, you know, there's, like, it's, like, pretty, like, dead pigs everywhere. It's, like, it's really traumatic. And, you know, any money we can make to support these people's livelihoods and these people's lives in general means a lot to us, because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's really sad.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago now, but, like, there are still people who have lost their home and need.
Yeah, people's, like, there's towns where they haven't, they're still not allowed back in.
Yeah. Like, they just reopened the highway.
Yeah. Yeah, the highway just got reopened, like, a couple days ago. Like, half the highway up into the interior was washed out.
So, seriously, thank you very much to everyone who submitted. Even though this episode, I wanted to like Journey so much. I wanted to.
This improves upon it, so thanks for doing that as well.
Yes, this made it... I love these cover episodes, and I think we should do this more often.
Yeah.
Not like every week, but like...
We do have the 50th episode spectacular coming up, so...
That is true, we do.
We haven't picked a theme for it, but we do have it.
No.
Yeah, we're eventually. Two episodes away from 50. So we got some time, nice, to think about it. I guess that's a good place to wrap it up, looking at time. And also because I'm just done being a grump about Journey. Unless either of you have anything to add to it.
No, I just had an idea for a cover I'm going to make, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay. But yeah, this episode, I was a lot more grumpy than I expected. There wasn't a lot to talk about because it's just Journey. It's Glee's fault. It's all Glee's fault. What are our final thoughts on Departure by Journey? I feel like we've already gotten it out there, but, you know, the sake of closure.
I like our version better.
I like our version better, too.
I do like our version better.
I want...
And your version, listeners.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You've improved upon it.
Too, by listeners.
By viewers like you.
By viewers like
you. Thank you.
Listeners like you.
And now a word from us kids.
Come on.
It'd be funny Zoom, if I said that on, and then we just Zoom. Had Jason back on.
Hey, Jason, if you're out there, can you, like, come on for a bit real quick?
On a later episode? Come on for a bit real quick. Can you, like, order less stuff?
Okay, so that's Journey. I'm glad we never have to talk about Journey again.
That was a journey in and of itself.
It was a journey. It was a journey.
It was a journey of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for existing.
Thank you so much. I'm Devin Galloway.
Oh, hold up! We forgot to do our outro.
What's the outro?
What are you guys listening to this week?
Oh, ebooks. Honestly, I have been listening to the ebook Detransition Baby, which is an interesting one. It's about messy queer relationships, as one does.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we totally forgot to introduce ourselves too.
They know. Like, they know.
What they know. We're just done as podcast hosts. We're just like, you know what? They know who we are at this point.
You know who the f*** it is.
It's like the intro at Woodstock 99 of Kid Rock, but it's just like our names, where it's like, it's, I'm just gonna do the giant it's, and then I'm just gonna put my name in monotone. It's like the it's Devlin.
Just call me up. It's Andy Negrin.
Okay, let's finish this.
Alright, I've been listening to KMFDM. That's cringe and embarrassing of me, but that's what I've been listening to.
It's okay, I don't know who that is.
What? How do you not know who KMFDM are?
I don't know.
Okay, actually, you know, you're blessed. You're better off not knowing who KMFDM are.
I've been listening to... Hilariously, I listened to a little bit of Rise Against this week. Because yeah. Because they do a Journey cover. They do it any way you want to cover.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, like, I tried to do the research. I did the research. I have 3 pages of notes. But the thing about Journey is, like, I don't care. But beyond that, I listened to, I was re-listening to Fantastic Planet by Failure, which we've actually done an episode about. And I was in.
Yeah, it was one of our first episodes. Yeah. I think it was episode 9.
That's the episode where it was really sad for a hot sec.
Yeah, that was the episode where I cried.
And I got introduced to a band I had never heard of before that seems to be UK specific. I'm starting to like UK only bands. And they're called Idlewild, and they're from Scotland, and it's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I know the name, but I don't think I've ever listened.
I think they're only really, like, big here.
Yeah, they wrote Heaven Adores You, which is the song that the Elliott Smith documentary is named after.
Okay.
And I've been also just listening to podcasts, but nothing that needs promotion here. Okay, that's enough. That's it. I'm Devlin Galloway. You can follow me at Devlin Galloway on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow this podcast at Music Is Good Pod on Twitter and Instagram as well. The best way to support us. The best way to support what we do and make this podcast even better is to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/musicisgoodpod1. If you give us some money, maybe we'll do some more bonus episodes.
Enable us.
I'm Annie Negrin. You can find me at Tanky Teardrop on Instagram.
I'm Tuesday Ferguson. You can find me at Mimichi on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Neat.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you for party rocking.
I'm Water Crime Guide. I'd like you to hear something. Any way you want, that's the way it need it, any way you want it. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.